Hi, welcome to Al Berman, live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 4, and this is the first time I opened up the podcast with a little music. I played playing my flute, which I'm not really that accomplished at. I'm just messing around with the flute, but playing around with a little theme song, a potential theme song, and who knows, maybe someday I'll do it and I'll record it for real. Do it for real. It is Thanksgiving weekend, 2011, here in Los Angeles, and I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I went over to my friends Deb and Rudy's house, and it was just great. They got a lovely home, and we had this amazing food, and it was, you know, nice mix of people. And I was really proud of myself. I didn't really overdo it on the food. I didn't have too much to eat. I've been trying to eat just really good, healthy stuff. And so I only had a little bit of the potatoes and the stuffing. But it doesn't matter because I guess it's the tryptophan that kicks in. But it's just, you know, like an hour or two after the meal, everybody's just sitting around the table, like pretty much nodding out like heroin junkies, like, oh. You know, we've all been talking for a while, and we've had our coffee and our pumpkin pie and everything. And then next thing you know, people are like nodding and slack-jawing. They're like, yo, hey, man, you got any more of that pumpkin pie? You know, it's just like, it's weird how the tryptophan just kicks in. And then I've had the next day, which Friday, I was completely tryptophaned out. As a matter of fact, today's Saturday, and I'm still just kind of coming out of a tryptophan blackout. Friday, yesterday was what they call Black Friday. I thought the term Black Friday, you know, I thought it was like another one of those examples of using the word black in a negative connotation, which I was, you know, going to take issue with. But then a friend of mine was telling me that it's actually not a negative thing. It's actually a positive thing. Black Friday indicates the day that business is so good that businesses go into the black, which means they're making money. I'm glad I didn't shoot my mouth off and start off on that other thing. But Black Friday, people going shopping. I don't understand the whole culture of shopping. For me, shopping, if it's not groceries or cigars, I just can't do it. I'm not interested. If I go to a mall, I get confused. You know, I walk into a store, because you can find stars in stores out here. But I walk into a store, and I get nervous. I just like, you know, could you just tell me where the friggin' socks are? Just tell me where the socks are. And, so I stayed out of that, of course. I don't go to shopping normally. So why would I go on Black Friday? But people lined up, and some lady got mace splashed in her face somewhere, I understand. And people have died. They don't know that anyone died this time. But all this just to save 20%. Yeah. But I like the spirit. I like the idea of Thanksgiving. I mean, every day should be Thanksgiving. Not that we should eat a lot of turkey every day, but, you know, gratitude. Gratitude's it's a great thing. I mean, there's a branch of science that is actually, I was reading somewhere, they actually have studied gratitude or its effects, and it's one of the greatest things that you can do is have gratitude. Is if you're grateful for something, you're gonna raise your vibration, as they say. In the New Age movement, I know Thanksgiving. I don't know. I remember as a kid in elementary school talking about, you know, how the Pilgrims and the Native Americans, which in those days we call the Indians, but they got together for the first Thanksgiving, and it was nice. And it was, I remember there was like a little drawing or painting that was in the book. Our history book, and it showed the Pilgrims with their big pilgrim hats and coming over to the Indians' place with, you know, they're bringing turkey, and the Indians had had food, and the Indian, everybody looked like they were getting along. It was almost like, hello, honey, the pilgrims are here. Hi, oh, you brought a turkey. Fantastic. Fantastic. Put the turkey down, smoke the peace pipe, and we're going to have some food. I don't know. I know the Native Americans were betrayed and that, you know, their country was stolen away from them, but I don't know enough about the history. I don't know. Was it the pilgrims that did it? Or was it right after the meal when the tryptophan kicked in and they just, you know, and the peace pipe kicked in and they started beating them up? I don't know. But I do like the idea of Thanksgiving and gratitude, and so I'm very grateful. I have a lot of things to be grateful for. One of the things I have to be grateful for is I'm finally going to be covered with health insurance. As of December 1st, my health insurance kicks in. And I had a bit of a issue and journey getting health insurance here in the good old USA because I'm a Jew. No, I'm just kidding. I'm a pre-existing Jew. I have a pre-existing Jewish condition. No, I have a situation with my hips. My hips are messed up, and I'm going to probably have to have surgery on them soon. Probably meaning definitely, I'm looking for any way out. If there's a divine healing or a spontaneous, divine intervention or spontaneous healing, I'm totally open to that. But I will be, I found a company, out there, that, deals that actually accepts pre-existing conditions in California and it's great. So if anybody, is looking, for insurance and they can't get it, email me, look up my email on my website. Or Facebook, and I'll give you the name of the company. Then I know another thing is I'm rambling. I always ramble. This is doing this podcast. It's taking some getting used to. This is the fourth one, episode 4, and just talking into a mic with nobody around. This is like I said, it's an experiment for me. I'm trying to get to the point where I can just do this, not be self-conscious, be entertaining, be funny. I don't know, I think I'm hitting moments like this. I don't think it's totally there. But one of the things my friend Deb, she pointed out to me the other day, is she said to me that, she's listened to a couple of my episodes. And although she likes the subjects that I'm dealing with, so that was a positive feedback. But she said to me, you say the word friggin' a lot. You say friggin' a lot. And she said something else I said. I forgot. I think Anda, but friggin' was the main one. And Anda, see Anda, there's the Anda. See, I just said Anda. Anda, friggin', Anda, friggin'. So she said, in life, you don't really, regular life, you don't usually say it, but you're saying it on the podcast. And I was, talking to her, and I said, yeah, it's probably, I'm assuming it's just the self-consciousness of doing this podcast like this with nobody around. Just looking at my microwave and my stove and my coffee pot and my little MacBook and my microphone and doing it this way. So I'm going to try to cut down on the friggins. But the funny thing is, ever since she said that, every time I talk to her, I am friggin all over the place. I am overly friggin. Just friggin. I'm turning like a guy from The Sopranos or something. Like, hey, friggin' this and friggin' that. Hey. So I'm really going to try to watch that. I'm going to try to watch the Anda. I'm going to be mindful here. I don't want to, I don't want to record this podcast, trying to make it perfect and keep recording it, re-recording it, and then only release the perfect ones. Of course, I don't think there's much danger of that. But see, there's always a phrase that, that anyway, this has been very interesting. Another thing, I was watching a thing online and there was a headline that says did this Russian newscaster give Obama the finger? And there's Emma again. And I looked at it, and she's giving the news. She's looking. She's going, Obama, and she flips the bird. And I'm thinking, yes, she gave. There's no question. She gave Obama the finger. And it reminds me of, like, many, many years ago. I mean, I was way too young to be aware of it at the time. But Jackie Mason, a great comedian, was on the old Ed Sullivan show. And he was, I guess they gave him the wrap-up sign. And he went into this whole riff about, hey, you know, do this, do that. You know, he was doing things with his hands. And Ed Sullivan perceived it that he gave him the finger, and overnight, Jackie Mason's career was over. I mean, at least for the next, whatever, 20 years or whatever it was, the guy was like a big, big comedian, and overnight, his career was over. And, but that, I don't think that could happen today, because with all the cameras and the phones and everything, you know, people could say, no, look, here, it's not the finger. You know, but back in those days, people didn't know. But the fact that they're asking on this website or whatever, Yahoo, whatever it was, saying, is she giving him the finger? Yes. Everything is in Russian. Then she says, Obama, and she flips the bird. I would say that's the finger. So that's that. So I don't know. I think I'm going to wrap it up right now. I'm still kind of feeling a little tryptophaned out. And I don't have any celebrity stories this week. And I hope everybody can just recover from the holidays here. Of course, now we have the Christmas and New Year's coming up. And don't forget Hanukkah. So anyway, thanks for listening again. I hope this was somewhat interesting. I don't know. I think it might have been kind of boring, but it's okay. It doesn't matter. There aren't that many people listening to it yet anyway. It's not the big hit that it's destined to become. So again, thank you for listening to my show, and we'll talk to you next week.